Okay, I'll
I'm William Walker.
This is Harrison. I think, Roger, you're already on two of these subgroups.
Yeah, how'd that happen? I wonder.
So I guess I'd like to get on the bylaws committee, too. I think the contract stuff will diminish pretty rapidly anyway.
I imagine bylaws aren't quite as pressing, and policy's pretty pressing, contract's very pressing.
Right.
But then you can argue with that.
Ambrose?
I'll take contracts. Nobody else wants it.
So has everybody declared?
Tell you what, R. Paul Martin, I'll go for policy.
Maybe we should have someone volunteer as convener for each subgroup.
Could our note taker read everybody's name with their subcommittee? With
selection.
I thought somebody else was taking that one. okay.
Well, the note taker.
I do have Willie for bylaws, Roger for bylaws, Max bylaws, Harrison bylaws. Was there anyone else for bylaws?
Grace bylaws.
Grace?
Grace, Aaron from KPFK.
Okay, Grace. So that's five of us. I don't have the name that I have for contract, Ambrose, and there was one other person who...
I thought Harrison.
I thought also I put my name down for contracts, policy.
Okay,
yeah.
That's contract. That's Ambrose, Max.
Didn't I hear Sonali say contract?
That's right.
And Sonali?
Yeah, I'm on contracts.
Okay, so we have Ambrose, Max, Sonali, and who else?
Harrison.
Okay, how about policy? I know William was for policy.
Marty.
Roger.
Marty, Roger.
R. Paul.
Who?
R. Paul.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that name.
R. Paul Martin.
R. Paul. R. Period Paul.
R. Period Paul, okay. Now, I have four for contracts. William, Marty, Roger, and R. Paul.
I didn't actually sign up for contracts, but if you need
policy,
me...
You meant
policy.
What? I got confused. Who's on policy?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is policy.
Uh-huh.
This is policy.
How many?
We have four people. William.
Ambrose.
Marty, Roger, and R. Paul.
And Simin.
And Simin.
Simin. All right.
S-I-M-I-N.
Simin, Simin. Good. So we have five for policy, and we have one, two, three, four for contracts, and one, two, three, four, five for bylaws. And there are some people absent, aren't they?
Right.
There are many people absent.
I didn't get who was on bylaws.
On bylaws, we have Willie Thompson, Roger, Max Monche, Harrison, and Grace.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Can we move to the policy now and get a reading of the motion? Well, no, we have to call it back from the table, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's untable it.
Good.
Okay. So move that we untable.
Are people calling in to this call? I keep hearing.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know if you guys can hear me because it's Sarah Biddle. I keep like trying to get. Can you hear me at all?
Hi, Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, God, this is driving me crazy. Okay, hi.
Hi.
And I'll volunteer for the bylaws. I heard that much of the conversation.
Okay.
Where are you from, Sarah?
WPFW.
Hello?
Secretary at WPFW.
Oh, Sarah,
well,
that's you.
Hi, I didn't expect you, Sarah.
Yeah, I made it home, so.
Okay, great.
This is Roger, Sarah. It's nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you, too.
So there is someone that's called the motion from the table, and I second
that. Would you read it?
The motion is to take from the table the motion earlier. Do you want the whole motion read?
Yes.
Yeah.
Motion... the contract subcommittee will interface with the executive director and chief financial officer on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000 and other contracts of special interest to the national board, and recommend action to the full committee and national board. No foundation contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without the foundation's approval. And there's an amendment to that which says... there's an amendment that got withdrawn, and and another amendment that starts about policy, which I never got.
There's a problem with the language. It should say without the PNB's approval, not the foundation's approval.
Right.
Huh?
With the foundation's contract.
Yeah.
Once again, though, now we're going back and forth. We agreed that the working group of the governance committee that works on contracts is working on suggesting contract policy, but not reviewing contracts. This motion is talking about actually reviewing contracts. So I don't see why we're bringing it back.
But don't we have to deal specifically with the matter of the free speech radio news?
I would hope that we'd do that, that we would leave this on the table and maybe come up with a suggestion.
As far as
how to involve, say, a few directors or some committee, kind of what Ambrose is trying to do, but specifically for this occasion.
I see this resolution as us directing the contracts policies working group to interface, to actually do the work, to actually interface with the CFO and ED.
Yes.
So we've already formed the group, and now we need to agree on whether this group will actually interface, which means
do what exactly?
That's why I don't like the word interface. I think it's too vague. I think we need a little bit more clarity on what it means to interface.
Interface or whatever other word, but what will they be trying to do with the ED and CFO? Would approve contracts or suggest how to approve contracts?
It says recommend action to the full committee and the national board.
This is Harrison. I think we're starting to discuss the motion. We haven't yet taken off the table.
Yeah.
And I would like to suggest that perhaps what we want to do is to refer all of these motions, including the ones that came from the National Board meeting and this motion by Ambrose to the Working Group on Contracts to make perhaps more than one suggestion about how we could deal with these policy questions.
Yeah. May I jump in at this point? I have to drop out. This is Max Blanchet. Excuse me.
Yeah, Max.
Bye-bye.
There's an issue of deadline, so I mean, yeah, you could do that. That would be sensible. But will it allow us to the subcommittee or the working group to be able to bring the recommendation to the full governance committee in time for the governance committee to make a recommendation by the 22nd of, which is less than 2 weeks away, I believe.
Okay, what is this deadline for?
But the deadline is Ambrose. Maybe can go back over.
Before we do any of this, the motion to take off the table is still there, and actually that's not debatable. So
that's right.
So we should vote that up or down. Then we can talk about the motion all we like, and we'll be legal.
Let's vote it up. Let's go.
But I want information. Can I ask questions so I know what I'm voting for?
Bring it to the table. Bring it off the table for discussion.
Oh, just bring it up. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are there any objections?
I object.
Yeah, I object.
Okay, then let's have a vote. All those in favor of taking it off the table?
Aye.
Yeah. Aye.
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 This is Harrison, no.
Roger, no.
Sonali, no.
Marty, no.
Well, maybe we need a little roll call vote.
Roll call.
Okay.
Secretary, you want to take these votes?
Okay, well, give me one.
Call your name out.
And just restate the motion, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. The motion is just to take the motion off the table.
Okay, just making sure. it's been hard for me to follow, I'm sorry.
I understand.
Willie Thompson, yes.
Grace Aaron, yes.
Simine, yes.
Roger, no.
Marty,
Harrison, no.
Sonali, no.
William, I'll abstain. Not that that helps.
Sarah, I'll abstain.
Ambrose, yes. That's 4-3-2.
R. Paul Martin, yes.
5.
If everybody's done, I have 5-4. 3 against, and 2 abstentions.
That's four against. Harrison voted, I think, simultaneously.
Right, I think there were four. Roger, Sonali, Harrison, and Marty.
So the motion passes, huh?
All right, let's get on the motion.
As a point of information, that's a majority vote, Arpal, that?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
It seemed to me that the motion really needs to be reworded, or there needs to be an amendment to say that this working group is to develop policy only.
Can I ask a question? This is Grace from KPFK. Being that the board meetings can often run over and not get to agenda items, will it become an onerous problem to the stations to not be able to move until they get approval for contracts from the Pacifica National Board? I think that the oversight is a good idea, but is it going to cause a tremendous bottleneck? How many contracts are signed every year? How much oversight is going to be needed?
You're going to get a terrific bolt of burst of anger from the ED and the CFO with how this is worded. There's a lot of friction as it is, and I kind of agree that all these over 10,000, all contracts over 10,000, yes, they should be reviewed. But if it's just saying you can't do nothing until these are reviewed by this particular committee or this sort of thing, it's holy cow.
I wish we could just debate not the policy itself for ever, but we just need to recommend a policy for free speech. That's the thing that has to be done right away, and otherwise the contracts committee can mull over a long-term policy.
That's what I was trying
to say.
Well,
we have a motion on the table right now.
Yeah.
We have to deal with this motion.
This is Simi. May I ask a question? Ambrose, did you say that there is something that we have to do that has a deadline about free speech radio contract?
Correct.
Could you a little bit explain that? What do you
read
need?
It. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read there are two things. One resolution is that the Governance Committee propose a motion for consideration by the PNB at its upcoming special meeting, that's 2 weeks from now, regarding how the PNB may be involved in the free speech radio news contract negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interim thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is that the PNB Governance Committee shall develop a policy regarding preview of and or approval of contracts developed by and or entered into by Pacifica Foundation or any of its stations or units to be presented to the board for board consideration at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors.
Which is in September.
This one comes in September.
Right.
And
so the passing
says,
one is a free speech radio one, then.
Item 2 under that says that in the interim period prior to the development and approval of such a policy, the executive director, CFO, or station general manager, as relevant, shall inform the board of directors of 1, the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts, and 2, shall provide the board with a copy of the contract to be established or entered into not less than 14 days prior to taking action on it. Where it is not possible to provide 14 days in advance, the contract shall be provided to the board as soon as possible, accompanied by an explanation of why 14 days advance notice was not possible. Note, this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors, example, the hiring of new personnel, using standard contracts of long-standing use within the foundation, or to contracts for incidental items.
May I just...
Mr. Chair?
I never saw that motion. I don't see where it is. I don't get it.
Dave Adelson handed it out.
Yep. Can I jump in? I just have to go produce a show, but can I just give feedback because I'm not going to be able to vote on this? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be quick. I think that we as board members need to understand what types of contracts are being presented, and I know a lot of you all have different experiences in radio, but I personally don't have the experience of reviewing particular service contracts or contracts. I don't know what we're talking about, and I think that if we had a better sense... if we had a better sense of the contracts that come across Dan's desk, then we'd be able to set a policy. But it, like right now, we're reaching in the dark, and it's really difficult for us to do that. And secondly, I think that we need to set a precedent. I know that FSRN is coming up before the September meeting, and we need to have a policy recommended for this specific case, but I think that our focus should really be, A, understanding how contracts work for the network and why we sign them and how much we spend on contracts versus, you know, regular expenses, I mean, that we don't have to contract for, and also just, and that'll help us better shape a policy in September, but I think it's just difficult to do so before then. That's my
That's what
two
the working
cents.
Group would do, is what you're thinking of.
Amber,
okay.
Can I, ma'am?
Well, yes. I'm going to go. Bye, you guys.
Okay.
Sorry,
bye.
I can't
bye. Well, I think the contracts like Democracy Now! And FSRN are exactly the kind of we're interested in. But the policy that the PNB passed, the interim contracts policy that the PNB passed between now and September, the foundation is bound, the ED and the CFO, correct me if I'm wrong, are bound by that policy. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's an interim policy that they're bound by. Have they given us anything? Is it the responsibility of the governance committee to go to the ED and say, as per this policy, can we get a copy of these, you know, whatever contracts you're going to sign that satisfy these particular criteria? Because we actually should have something about FSRN because, you know, 14 days before he takes any action on it, right?
Well, that's what we're sitting here to discuss, is trying to figure that you are asking the question, I think.
No, great. No, so then our working group has a mandate already to ask for information from Dan.
May I have a substitute motion? This is a motion, and the substitute motion is that the contract working group of the governance committee recommend policy on all non-personnel contracts, including the FSRN contract, and others exceeding $10,000 and other contracts of interest to the PNB, and recommend action further than no contract to go forward without the recommendation of the PNB.
That's a great substitute.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
I need to hear it, too.
Yeah, I need to.
Okay, it got a little bit awkward in some places, but the motion is that the contract working group of the governance committee recommend policies on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000, comma, including the FSRN contract, and other contracts of interest to the PNB,
mm-hmm.
and recommend action, semicolon, no contracts to go forward without the recommendations of the PNB.
So the working group would report back to the governance committee, and if the governance committee agreed, the governance committee would report to the entire PNB at the special meeting, and then if the entire PNB agreed, we would vote on it.
Precisely.
Wow.
You got it.
I feel like we're just passing the buck to smaller and smaller committees.
No.
I hope that the working group
does
have a subcommittee.
This is a process, though.
Yeah, and it has to be.
Let me read this, see if we all agree on what this sounds like.
Okay.
Motion. The contract working group of the governance committee recommend policies on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000, including the FSRN contract, and all others of interest to the PNB, and recommend action, semicolon, no contract to go forward without the recommendation of the PNB.
Well, that doesn't quite make sense. But
that last part,
that would be part of the policy that the working group would come up with, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's right. We don't need the last part.
And I just want to say we got two specific tasks that we should nail today.
Yes.
And that is, this was part of what your motion is referring to, but if we could focus on coming up with a recommendation as to how the national board members could get involved in the Free Speech Radio News contract negotiation, which is going on now, and we need to make that recommendation by the 22nd. And the other is a recommendation as to how to form this staff board relations committee, which actually the National Board was really close to sorting that out. I don't know why it got tabled, but you know, if we could focus, Ambrose, is it possible to focus on those two things specifically and try to get those done before we all jump? We don't have a quorum at this point, I don't think, either.
In fact, he addressed
that's okay, though.
You don't have to have.
We don't have to have one now.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
He addressed the issue. Let the contract working group do its work.
And then when? By when?
Between
well,
now and the
all time. All of us know what the deadline is.
Right.
Let
are we
going to
have? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let the contract working group do its work.
That means we have to have another a full committee meeting before the 22nd. Then
the contract working group has to have a meeting first.
Sure. Sure.
And then the full committee has, the governance committee has to meet again also to approve the recommendation.
To approve the recommendation.
So, Ambrose, are you saying that we would ask this working group to work on the first item, first task for the free speech radio news, which has a deadline, and come up with a specific recommendation for that so we can pass it forward, and then when they meet next time, they can work on the long-term policy?
Yeah. What I was trying to do was to get both of them done under the same resolution.
But I think it's hard because of this quick thing and its deadline. If we can just say, okay, we have to get this thing done as how the PMB or whatever can get involved in this free speech radio contract, and either we can do it ourselves or we can just give it to the subcommittee for contracts and ask them to come back with it whatever time is necessary. Just work on that, come back, approve it, send it forward, and then we can work on the long-term one. Because that way we can get it done, maybe.
Well, I'm not interested in kind of managing the subcommittee, and I think we need to have some trust in the...
No, definitely, but...
Bodies, excuse me. And the thing I would like to do is just simply give this to that working group and let them work it out. We have the group. We have the charge to the group. And hopefully the group in its own wisdom will do this work between now and the next meeting of the governor's committee, which we have to set.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I thought that Ambrose said let's do that, and you had the question about what about the deadline. So I said in response to you, if you want to face the deadline, maybe you want to do that. If not, that's fine. Of course they can do it.
Good. Good.
Yeah, Ambrose, I said that. Yeah.
So now we have a substitute motion and a second. Are there objections? Good. Then read it back and see what we just approved.
Okay. It's the contract working group of the governance I'll do that again. The contract working group of the governance committee recommends policies on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000, including the FSRN contract and all others of interest to the PNB, and recommend action, semicolon, no contract to go forward without the recommendation of the PNB.
Okay. That's what we just approved.
And the contract members are Ambrose, Max, Sonali, and Harrison.
And then it should be opened up to the other members of the committee who weren't able to join us.
Plus other members, right, of course.
Is it possible for us to, those of us who are on this call, who are on that committee, to like meet this Sunday? Because we need to get on this.
Yes, I agree.
Small point of order. Since this was basically an amendment to basically replace the original motion with this, you kind of have to vote on it all over again, which means everybody can say we all agree to it again.
It was a substitute motion.
That's an amendment. You still got to vote
sure
on the way on the whole thing, because basically the way Roberts works is when you amend something like that.
Now you're calling it an amendment. I'm calling it a substitute.
Yeah. The thing is.
In place of.
And we've already approved the substitute.
And so.
See, we're not following Roberts here because we need to vote to end debate, and then once we voted to end debate, you know, we're not doing that anyway. I mean, I don't know, Ambrose, if you.
Oh, we are to a degree. I guess what is it?
I mean, to a small degree, but you know, we either follow Roberts or we don't, or we invent something.
But you don't have to vote to end debate. You just end debate unless there's a controversy.
So can we move on to this other item of suggesting to as to how the PNB populate the staff board relations committee?
Yes, I think we should.
Why don't we turn that over to the policy working group?
I have a question. When are we going to finish this meeting tonight? Because if we are going to finish it at a certain time, then we should decide what should we cover and not bring up new
exactly.
business.
That's right.
Because we have an agenda and we have hardly covered any of that.
Yeah.
So, and also if you want to set the next meeting of this one,
yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
Set the next
Ambrose, meeting. if you could, you know, be a little bit more strict with us, I would appreciate it.
Everybody resisted the strictness.
No,
you know,
I think we need it.
When I said in the beginning we should take care of this in a half an hour, God knows.
That's right. I know.
But we would have if you know, maybe if you were a little bit stricter with us, I think we could do it a little
My
faster.
My goodness. All right.
I have a motion, and it is that I move that we refer the matter of staff board relations to the Governance Committee Policy Working Group.
Second.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All right.
Hear it again?
It is that we refer the matter of staff board relations to the Governance Committee Policy Working Group.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Discussion?
I would be happy if we actually did some work today as opposed to referring everything that's on our agenda to us working groups. Cause
I don't think this issue is actually all that complicated.
Exactly. I think we could really resolve this soon and have a sense of actually, you know, doing something.
Hey, would you have a suggestion?
I'm looking up in the minutes with the... go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm reading. Go ahead.
Someone had made a suggestion at the Houston board meeting that it include the ED, the CFO...
Could you please tell us what you're saying, because I don't remember all these abbreviations.
I'm sorry. Let me just read. the PNB in an executive session voted to
mm-hmm.
form a board staff relations committee
mm-hmm.
to deal with, you know, tensions between the boards, the LSBs, the PNB, the staff, etc. And so now we need to constitute. It's supposed to be a committee that is, you know, that we're supposed to figure out how, you know, who's formed out, who's on that committee. So I'm recommending that it be the ED, the CFO, the five GMs, and one PNB representative from each signal area.
And another suggestion, just to throw out the ideas that were brought up, someone else said that it should be... that you didn't need the GMs. It was executive director, CFO, and one director from each station, and one affiliate director if they chose. Just because it was primarily concerned with the staff board relation tensions between the board and the national office. But I'm not saying I support either case. I just thought it'd be.
Why does it have to be that large?
That's smaller. That's smaller. What I just read is smaller. Instead of having the five GMs, the executive director, CFO, and five directors, you would just have five directors, the CFO, and
seven people instead of twelve.
What about officers of this board?
Officers of the PNB, you mean?
Of course.
On top of the five directors, what my motion was, or I tried to ring up at the national board meeting, that they should just use the coordinating committee, because you just described the coordinating committee. It's five directors, the CFO, the executive director, and the officers. And
that's,
they said, no, it's got to be different. And,
yeah, why do they want to form another committee? There's so many committees. What is it?
It was an important issue because there are some serious tensions that need to be discussed.
I know.
And, but the reason
but
to form another, I can answer that, actually. It's because this would have to be an executive session almost all the time because it's like personnel matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so the coordinating committee is public meetings. And then we'd have to have,
okay.
You know, so...
So why do they refer it to us then? Why don't they just do their own executive meeting?
We're so close. I don't know.
See, this is what I'm getting.
Dave Adelson, the troublemaker, voted table. And so, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
No, this is, I think, the problem on this board. We seem to just, when we can't get things done, we're just referring things to each other, referring to committees. So, you know, someone needs to take response. You know, if we've been asked to do it, let's just do it. Let's make a recommendation.
Yeah, do
let's
it.
Let's empower ourselves.
What an executive meeting with your managers.
Let's try a recommendation or a policy regarding this issue of board staff relations.
Okay.
So my motion would be
offices of the board, five GMs, the ED, and the CFO.
Right. You really think we need to have it so big to have the GMs on there? I mean, where is the conflict?
Do we need all of the GMs? Maybe we need two out of five or something like that.
Well, that would be weird, you know.
Would it?
That would be weird.
Which two would it be?
But see, this board staff relations committee presumably would be able to invite case by case basis related parties to the executive session. I'm assuming. So, say there's a conflict between one GM and say an LSB member. Presumably, this committee would have a meeting about it and invite both the interested parties and try to sort of solve problems. Is that correct?
Somebody write that down. Well,
cool.
You know,
so then, I second Roger.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I support what Roger said.
What I was thinking of proposing weeks before that meeting was that the administrative council have a director or two ex officio on it. And what happened? Somebody said, that could just cause problems. The thing is that some of these recommended formations actually ended up being that, because one of the recommendations was that the archives director was in on this. And you see, the administrative council, for those of you that aren't familiar with that, is the five general managers, the executive director, the chief financial officer, and the archives director. So aren't these formations all very similar?
Has the PNB established its committee dealing with board staff relations?
No, that's what we're
saying.
It hasn't. It's been saying established that it will be formed, and we're recommending to them what the makeup will be.
Oh, I see. And have we? What is the recommendation so far?
Well, we just went over about three different variations. What we were just talking about.
It should be the leadership, man.
Hmm?
It should be the leadership.
So you're thinking it's officers.
Our officers, the five GMs,
we have too much
CEO, and the executives.
Officers, GMs, and who else?
CFO and the executive director.
So in other words, forget the five directors kind of thing.
Five general managers.
Yeah.
Our officers.
Right.
The CFO and the executive director.
And the reason that people would say five directors is because that way you're guaranteed a director from each station, whereas if you have just the officers, then you have...
That's the reason we elected them as officers.
Right, so that would mean you'd have one director from WBAI, you'd have one director from KPFT, and that would be it.
Well, why is that a big problem?
Representation is good, especially when there's always... You know, if there's a general manager...
But they represent all of us as our officers.
If a general manager from KPFA has a gripe and there's no director from KPFA to chat with them, well, that's not quite as useful as it might be otherwise.
No.
Well, people act with integrity. Why should that be a problem?
Because people don't act with integrity.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is this supposed to be a committee which is for gripe sessions, or is it like a personnel committee that somebody can file a grievance? What is it supposed to do?
You know, answer that. This all came out of, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this, but, I mean, it was basically in an executive session that was suggested by a person who was, you know, at the executive session. And it was adopted by the board because we felt that it was a suggestion made in good faith that needed to be accepted, because tensions were high enough that we felt like we needed to do something about them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that spirit, if we can figure out having a committee that would be adequately represented to really kind of, you know, we don't have to figure out how they do it. We just have to figure out who's on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually,
just the way I want to say something eventually.
Go ahead.
Okay. It seems to me that we're talking about a very expensive committee. For this committee to meet, we're going to be spending a great deal of the foundation's resources. We're talking about possibly all of the major executives that we have, the five, some general managers, the ED, and if it turns out that every time somebody important gets upset with somebody else important, that we're going to have all these people meet and discuss it for a long time, I just think it's not a wise use of our resources. So perhaps we can figure out some way to allow these groups to designate somebody to be part of this committee rather
than make it smaller.
That's precisely my motion. My motion would be, Harrison, if you don't mind, that the officers of the board select two members, the general managers select two of their members, and that the CFO and ED also be members. So that will be a committee of six.
Six.
Which is almost an optimum number.
Sounding more sensible.
That sounds a lot better to me. Say it again. How would it be done?
So each of the group officers and general managers select two of their members to the staff board relations committee, plus the CFO and the ED.
So you mean?
So that's two officers, two general managers, the CFO and the ED.
Can we make it two directors rather than
they want.
Two directors, yeah.
And presumably it won't be themselves, because I don't see that the general managers are going to want to participate in this committee.
Oh yes, they will.
I would think that they would.
Oh, they'll be killing
to.
For it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I? The way it was inspired was that one of the station managers said that what he was going to do is have weekly or biweekly sessions with the local station board members. He said big problem is communication, and if they hung out more, maybe on a regular basis, he made time to meet with the local station board members on an informal basis, just to chat and communicate like weekly, that he felt it would help things. And that's, I think, Sonali, that's pretty much what inspired this, right?
Well, should we
not
get to the
really,
composition again?
I'm sorry?
Could we get to the composition?
I'd like to second. Was that an official
motion?
I'd like to.
Can I check it for a second?
Did you really mean officers or directors?
Directors.
Okay, great. Then I'll second that motion.
All right.
We have an existing motion about referring the matter of board relations to the governance committee. I don't know that that's resolved. Is this an amendment to that?
I didn't know that there was a motion on, but if there is, we should dispose of
that.
What was the motion?
Was it seconded?
Yeah, that motion got seconded. The motion
seconded it
some minutes ago is we refer the matter of staff board relations to the governance.
We are the
governance committee policy working group.
We are. It was referred to us, right?
Okay, working group.
About
the policy
that
one.
We just established.
Well, can I call a question on that? We can vote that down if we just want to take, and then we can move ahead to what we were just discussing.
Could we regard the latest motion as a substitute motion?
Cool.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Anyone
object?
I'm sorry.
No objection. Substitute motion.
Which
all
is
in favor?
And that's the idea of the GM, the ED, and the choosing a couple of people from each constituency?
Right.
That's the executive director, the chief.
What I have is the directors of the Pacific National Board select two, the general managers select two, and then is the CFO and the ED be members.
Total of six.
I second.
Point of information.
Be allowed to choose
actually, name, it doesn't have the name of the thing in it.
The board staff committee.
The board staff
board
relations
staff committee.
Yeah.
Or you could call up the
ready to vote.
Staff, right?
Yes.
Point
good.
Of information, real quick. Do we have to determine the voting method or any of that stuff? Or?
Oh, you mean if more than two want to be part of it?
Yeah, that kind
yeah,
of
we should probably amend
no,
it
no,
to say.
No.
Oh, God.
We're stabbing.
Sorry.
We're just making this recommendation to the PNB.
That's
they
all.
May or may
yeah,
not accept it.
Well,
yeah.
It'll be helpful for us to spell it, to spell out, and to actually help the PNB.
So let them do some work.
Yes, and respect.
That's us. We have to do the work. Oh.
This is our recommendation.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to amend the existing motion, as Roger said, to just specify that if more than two people want to be members that they be picked by IRV voting?
Actually, it had to be single transferable vote.
I'm sorry, SCV. That's what I meant, yeah. does anyone want to second that motion?
I'll second it. So I'm ready to vote. Should we vote?
Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Discussion.
No, I'd like it.
I hate to say this, but maybe did we have to offer a date?
No, please.
A date for what?
Believe me, we're saving time.
I know exactly.
In the long run,
by
these details. Come on, we all know that.
Now,
you think about it.
The next meeting of the PNB?
By the next regular meeting of the PNB?
Yes.
How about the special meeting?
Well, actually, we need this committee real fast.
We'll have a special committee then, huh?
Yeah, it really needs to happen soon, so...
Good. Okay. So I'm ready to vote, and it does go to the special meeting of the PNB.
Well,
I guess we can't really do much work except we can't do any more except refer to at the special meeting, and then at the special meeting, the PNB has to decide how fast it should happen, right?
How's this? We can vote what you got, and then somebody can move to amend it at the special meeting by throwing a date on it.
Could I get one point of information?
Good point.
A little bit more clarity on what this committee is actually going to do?
Well, that's not our problem.
No, that's actually not our problem, and I can read...
Unless I understand what the body...
Oh, right.
Do.
Okay, good.
Where is it? I got it here somewhere. And I tell you, I don't see that Ailson motion in my notes anywhere, so maybe Ambrose, if you could email me that longer motion, that would be sweet.
Is this like a grievance?
But it has nothing to do with this.
I know. Pardon me.
The Board Staff Relations Committee. And this is a recommendation to the PNB on the composition.
Can
we vote on that composition?
Yeah.
We have to first vote on the amendment and then.
Yeah.
All right. What's the amendment? Read it.
The amendment is
to. There are two amendments. There's a main motion and two amendments. Why don't we go from the top? The main motion, I think, is going to get completely amended here. The main motion is we refer the matter of the staff board relations to the governance committee policy working group. The amendment to that is. Directors of the Pacifica National Board will select two. General managers will select two. The CFO and the ED will be members of the Board Staff Relations Committee. The amendment to that amendment is, if more than two people want to be members, that they be chosen by STV voting.
I call the previous questions.
Well, I think the second amendment is really a substitute motion.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, that we were just substituting it flat out.
A substitute motion is an amendment.
But we still don't know what this committee. I don't know what this committee is.
I can read it for you if you'd like.
Please,
do that.
Motion by Teresa Allen to establish a board staff relations committee to discuss issues and interactions between board and staff. Sorry, but that's all it says.
Okay, so I'm ready to vote on the second amendment.
About STV voting.
Yes.
Cool.
Are there any objections? None. Hearing none. It's approved.
Awesome.
First Amendment.
Want that read?
Have it read. Read it.
1 second. Let me write down the yellow. Okay. The amendment as amended is directors of the PNB select two members, general managers select two members, the CFO and the ED be members of the Board Staff Relations Committee. If more than two people want to be members, that they be chosen by STV voting.
Any objection?
Maybe it should say if more than two GMs or two directors want to be members, that they be chosen by STV voting. Just to be specific.
It's okay.
Clear as mud.
Are there any objections? I guess, Ambrose, are you calling that?
I
said if there's any objections.
Okay, let me redo that then. Okay.
Ambrose, where's your kids tonight? Your grandkids?
Huh?
I don't hear your grandkids tonight.
You got that right.
That's why he wanted a later meeting. They're all in bed.
Is there any concern that we have representatives from all the groups except the top executive staff, and they're both on it? Feel okay to everybody?
If the leadership can't work things out and suggest other procedures to work things out, then we're in trouble.
I think what Marty is saying is that we have two directors and four staff, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, you know, I mean, things tend to split down sometimes on certain issues between.
But we've
got
to get beyond that, it seems to me. Or we're never
this
do
is
anything.
A discussion group. It's not a policy-making group.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
Yeah, and I was more saying that all the groups were representative except the top management, and then they were both involved. But, I mean, I'm not raising a particular objection. It just strikes me that it's a little different.
I'm a little confused as to who you're saying is not involved exactly.
I'm just saying you have two executive staff.
Right.
They're the only two that exist, so
right.
Both of them are there.
Right.
And then there's a representative group from the GMs and a representative group from the board. And is that fine? It probably is, but I just noticed that it's just a little bit of a different dynamic.
We could make it a really small group and make it just the ED, CFO, and two directors.
No, I like GM on it.
That's really small.
But that is very small. I mean,
well,
why don't we make this recommendation to the board and see what they say?
Yeah. Let's see, but I think that's...
Are there any objections?
They'll be shocked and pleased.
No objections?
No objections?
Wait, no objections to what?
Oh, come on. I'm paying attention. This
I think everybody's
so
tired.
Whatever.
Do we need
to
read it or anything?
Yes, read it, please.
All right. The amendment as amended now is directors of the PNB select two people, general managers select two people, the CFO and the EDB members of the board staff relations committee. If more than two GMs or two directors want to be members, that they be chosen by STV voting.
Are there any objections? Good.
No.
Okay.
But
good.
Now we have to get to the motion.
Done.
Legally, actually, we should vote on that all over again right now.
Is there any objections?
We actually amended the main motion, which is up there.
Just do a quick roll call. Just real quick.
Well, we should just do the same thing. We should just say
any objections.
Any objections?
No.
Okay.
No objections.
Hearing none, it's approved.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Now the main motion.
Look, we got something done.
That's awesome.
Now,
we didn't refer to committee.
Now the
main motion.
That'll be amazing.
Now the main motion.
That was it.
No,
just,
that was it.
That's moot, right?
It.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Make sure the Secretary of the Foundation gets that before too long.
Well, you know, one of the things that I don't know if this will be a motion, but I think that a lot of these issues dealing with board staff relations have to do with this interaction between the board and staff. And I was going to suggest so that we ask the board staff relations committee to look at this issue of the interactions. And my proposal would be that board staff relations, any kind of interaction or exchanges between board and staff in the area of policy operations be through the general manager.
Mm-mm, I reject. I vehemently object.
No.
Well, tell me exactly why. And let me just propose the argument. The argument is that board members, I think a lot of the problems we have now occur because board members have made statements that they don't like some certain staff members. They made statements that they're going to see that they are fired, or they made statements like they're going to take their programs away. And I think that they are dealing in the area of operations. And I'm suggesting that any exchanges between board and staff or in those areas be through the general manager.
Well,
our place to do that. We've got a committee that's going to look at that policy. So
and there have been some of the problems are because general managers have made certain statements.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So we can't give this.
Plus, I mean, you're talking about, you know, who is going to follow that policy? What would the consequences be if you didn't? I mean, you know, people talk, they're not going to stop. I mean,
that's not
something you can legislate.
Now, this is in the area of policy and operations. Anything having to do with policies or operations, because the operations is the responsibility of the manager.
Well, this isn't our duty, though, right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We've only been asked
and
for this.
And I need to go shortly, so I'm hoping we could do
yeah.
the last bit.
What else is on the agenda? Because this isn't on the agenda.
We're not going to get to it. We've been on
we just have to adjourn previous
for 2 hours, and what we ought to do is schedule another meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
We can deal with the rest of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's convenient for folks?
If it's going to be like this, Friday evening is better because then, you know.
How about next Friday, same time?
Oh, come on, Samin. Can't we go out sometimes?
No, next Friday. Yeah.
No, we're not supposed to have a life. We're Pacifica, remember?
Pacifica. I'm all too familiar with it.
Well, this was originally scheduled for Thursday.
Thursday is okay.
Thursday 17th?
No,
Thursday?
No. What Thursday? Because
Thursday the 17th you're talking about, right, Ambrose?
Thursday.
Yep.
It's okay with me.
No, wait a minute. We have some is it next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, next week is okay because the week after that we have program committee meeting. Okay.
What time?
Same time.
Okay.
Okay, I may be a wee bit late to it, but I'll definitely be there.
What time was it? 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Eastern.
How long is it going to be?
I'm not going to say. I hope it's going to be better for this.
Because if it's a weeknight, then and it's okay. I may have to leave sooner when, you know, if it gets late. That's fine.
Other thing is, we've done 2 hours, and that's extremely short for committee meetings compared to...
No, it isn't. It might be extremely short for Pacifica.
See, Roger and I want to have
this is extremely long.
This is great, Sharon. I have to sign off now.
All
righty.
Take care. Set up the...
we state this is a motion
subcommittee.
When we meet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Can we state as a motion that we meet at? That way it's official.
Okay.
I move that whatever.
So
is there a second to whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
We meet next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Can I ask the note taker to email the secretary, because the members of the working groups should try to meet soon?
That's
and
right.
I don't know how, you know, like someone needs to get the emails to all the members of the working groups and someone needs to convene the working groups. And,
mm-hmm.
and we need that to happen before Thursday for the contract.
Yeah,
at least for that one.
I can volunteer to convene the contracts policy meeting, although I will not chair it, but I can volunteer to convene
it.
But I'd need the names and email addresses of the people who were on that contracts
mm-hmm.
policy group.
Unless Ambrose wants to do it, I can send the email addresses for the committee to everybody on the committee. Everybody will get everybody else's.
No, she wants specifically for that committee.
Yeah,
well,
the working group.
Well, you know, I'm going to send everything to everybody on the committee because we all need that stuff, and then you can pick out the ones you need.
Okay.
That's okay.
The other members will be able to sign up for working groups.
And
right.
how does one actually set up this whole conference call thing? But can I ask you that offline, Roger?
I didn't do it. Ambrose did.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be happy.
Okay, I'll call you off.
I gotta drop off. Ambrose, you know, if you can make up your meeting notice and email it out to, like you did, and I'll get it, and then I'll send it as National Board Secretary to everybody. So it's properly, notice is properly given once you know.
Okay. So should I do up these notes and send it to everybody that's on that email that we got notifying us of this meeting?
Good idea.
Okay. Do we need like a listserv for governance? Or?
Oh God, no! I can't take any more listservs or any more emails.
Well, just because you can't doesn't mean we don't know.
I know it's all about me.
You get flooded with emails.
I'm dropping off, folks. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You'll send those notes out to everybody. You can.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Ambrose, can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
Did this cost us a bunch, this phone call? Can we use the free system or to have you?
Oh, yeah. This is a free system.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And if someone needs to know the telephone number and you don't have it, I'll give it to you now.
Actually, Ambrose, could you email it?
Actually,
of course.
Actually, isn't this being streamed?
Supposed to be.
And... Well, doesn't that mean everybody in the world, if they get the number, will join in?
Right. Good point.
Okay. I'll send you the email.
Thank you, Ambrose.
All righty.
Move to adjourn.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Second
good
night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.